שקראת אותם, מלאכים ב' י' ז' וילכו אחרי ההבל ויהבלו, ואחרי הגויים אשר סביבותם, אשר ציווה השם אותם לבלתי עשות בהם, ויעזבו את כל מצוות השם לקיים, רפתן, חרמין השם עובל כעדן, מסכות הרוס כעדן, ויעבדו את הבועל, בת שושנו בורדן, נברם, שבי בוטו, פולן, מפרמיין the translation and his warnings, the second opinion for Arbat. Time and again, the Torah warned that the nation would suffer if it did not obey the commandments. The nation ignored the warnings, and now they would pay the price. Alternatively, this word is derived from edut. Edut, edvotav kemigeh, as edut miyad. Right, it refers to commandments that testify to events, such as the commandments that are reminders of the Exodus and the commandments of Shabbat, which bears witness that Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. It refers also to the many narratives in Scripture that testify about people who were punished because they ignored the commandments. By spurning such commandments and testimonies, the people signified that they refused to be bound by their heritage. They followed the worthless and became worthless. People who become obsessed and with foolishness become wrapped, and their values deteriorate. When people come across swampy quicksand, they run to get away from the potential danger. Only a fool would walk toward it. But the wayward Jews of the 10 tribes were tempted to follow the worthless until they were sucked into the spiritual quicksand of worthlessness. This is an illustration of the previous phrase. The plunge into idolatry began with Jeroboam's calves, which, as noted many times above, began as a political tactic to prevent people from going to Yerushalayim and thus undermining the legitimacy of the new kingdom. That worthless tactic led to such corruption that in time the land became saturated with idolatry and practiced divinations and sorcery. آه شما اینجا ما به تو زنگ زدم. فکر می‌کنم رفتی واسه برید.
رفتم تفلا بکنم.
بریت داره شروع میشه اونجا.
8:30.
8:30 من گفت 8. پس 8:30 آره.
اومدم علی مردم. از خودشون پرسیدن رو 8:30.
I left you a message to ignore it. به من دیشب زنگ زده میگه I'm in. بنابراین چی شد؟ گرفت political so چی شد اینجا؟ So the worthless tactic led to such corruption that in time the land became saturated with idolatry. چی شد اینجا؟ ویقسمو. In a Hashem gave prophecy to the Jewish people to learn all they needed to know about the future. Instead of heeding the prophets, however, the people adopted the abominations of their neighbors to learn what would happen to them. ויחסמו קסמים וינחשו. זה צ'יז דשת. נביא דשם נסע אז נביא ברן יד בגירן, דחתן דומה לסהר וג'ועדו, ג'ועדו ג'אמבל. Because of the accumulation of sins, as detailed above, Hashem would no longer be patient. The time and hope for repentance had passed. ויסירם מעל פניו הקדוש ברוך הוא שקרשון כעד, he moved them from his presence. The plain sense of the verse is that Hashem drove the 10 tribes from the land. Targum provides a deeper meaning to this verse. He renders Va'aglinun me'ar'a bet shechinteh, and I exile them from the land that is the abode of his presence. The implication is that it was not merely an exile from the land, which is bad enough, it was also an exile from the holiness of Hashem's presence. Later, when the temple was destroyed and the tribe of Yehuda was exiled, Hashem said that he himself would go into exile with them, as it were. But the 10 tribes were banished even from his presence, so degraded had they become. Wow. یعنی با یهودا هاشم با اینا رفت رفتشون گلوت ولی در 10 tribes بس همین همینه that's it they vanished کجا هستن الان؟
پخش شده دنیا
واه بس این وقتی شخینه نیست
پخش شده دنیا
پخش هم که vanished right now they are vanished so this is amazing لو نشعر بدن تو میفهماید که چی پسوق 18 و ایتענף השם מאוד בישראל ויסירם מעל פניו לא נשאר רק שבט יהודה לבדו גם יהודה לא שמר את מצוות השם אלוהיהם וירחו בחורות ישראל אשר עשו וימאס השם בכל זרע ישראל וואו ואילה ויענם ויפנם ביד שוסים עד אשר ישליחם מלכו פניו כי גרה ישראל אוקיי פיין פסוק כף חופ פסוק אינג'ו לידעמה בדין توی פירוש לא נשאר רק שבט יהודה לבדו, right? The tribe of Benjamin was there as well, but it was integrated with Yehuda. Okay, very interesting. Yehuda had also become sinful, but was not exiled as yet, because the measure of sin was not yet nearly as full as that of the 10 tribes, and because Hashem was hoping that the plight of the 10 tribes would act as a prod to convince Yehuda to recoil from sin. Very nice. Hala. This verse gives the progression leading up to the exile. Hashem rejected the 10 tribes because of their sins. אבל שם בפוצ'ת תאווי ממון שהוא שוב, 10 tribes, מרתי סאבסר ופולון הנביאים בקודג הקשית. So, he oppressed them with drought and other natural disasters. He delivered them into the hands of foreign attackers and finally cast them away. However, this does not mean, chas v'chalila, that the 10 tribes were permanently rejected and that they are no longer Hashem's chosen people. After the starkest curses of the admonition, of the admonishment, including exile from the land, Hashem said, לא מעשים ולא געלתים לחלותם לעבר בריתיתם כי אני השם אלוהיהם right so in other words will not have been revolted by them nor will I have rejected them to obliterate them to annul my covenant with them for I am Hashem their God to this verse Meshech Chochmah comments Hashem declares as it were the reason I have rejected them and been revolted by them to such an extent that I have forced them into the lands of their enemies is not because I seek to destroy them or annul my covenant. To the contrary, I'm still their God. Then why are they exiled? Because sometimes this is the only way to prevent them from becoming so assimilated among the nations that they will disappear as a nation. Wow. Beautiful.
Interesting.